So you saw it all.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. I'm not a video game fighting fan because I'm not very good at it. I played them all. I played Street Fighter. I played Mortal Kombat, all that stuff.
Okay.
But I'm not good at it. I always get my ass beat because I'm not a combo guy.
Right.
You know, back in the day, you had two buttons and a directional pad. And right. You had to up, 3B, you know, A, B, B, A. I couldn't remember all that.
Well, I only like playing them in the arcades.
Yeah.
But I never knew the special moves or the fatalities or anything like that. So
but now, like, if you go to the arcade near us, they have a bunch of that. And most of the time, that kind of stuff will pop up on the screen now. So you kind of get a little bit of an idea of what you're doing.
Right.
But I was the same way. I liked at the arcade, but not at home or anything.
Right.
Well, even then, the arcade, don't you only have like two buttons on those older games?
No.
Like you have four.
Or are you talking about Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
I think Mortal Kombat
or just fighting games in general.
Mortal Kombat have five buttons.
Because I know like I've got the Teenage Mutant, not to brag, but I have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle arcade one up at my house.
You got rid of your refrigerator for it.
Yeah. Because I had to make space. And, you know, there's only two buttons for every turtle. So, and you get, there's a couple of combos. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just very difficult for me to memorize up, down, this button. So, like, now it's not as bad anymore because we have more buttons on our controllers and stuff. You can push in. You got four buttons on, usually on.
You have analog stick.
You have an analog stick. So, there's more things to hit. You're not hitting the same thing, like, 80 times.
Right.
So, combos are a little bit easier now. But back then, if I won a fight with somebody, it was because I just got lucky and button mashed. And happen, and then a lot of times you would button mash, and then you would do something really cool, and the other person would be like, "Oh my gosh, how'd you do that?" And you're like, "I don't know." I never really watched the original Mortal Kombat either from the 90s because, again, I'm not a huge fighting video game fan. So, I just
even
sort of passed
if you were,
that.
It doesn't seem like it would be a very good movie.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So let's start at where did you see the original back in 1995?
No,
because that's the way this thing's got to work out. You got to talk about it. You got to talk about the game. Did we like it or not? Yeah, it was okay. Then you got to talk about the 1995 movie. And
did you like
him? Mortal Kombat, the game?
No. The game. Let's talk about the game for you. For me, I just I didn't. It's not that I didn't like it or liked it. I just wasn't good at it, so I didn't play it.
I pretty much stopped after Mortal Kombat 2. So, like, when Mortal
Kombat... The
movie? No. The video game, Mortal Kombat 2. Like, I stopped after Mortal Kombat 2, because that's when, I don't know, like, by then I was in high school, and I wasn't really hanging out in the mall at the arcade anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So then 95.
You got kicked out?
Yeah.
You're too old, sir.
I was smoking in the men's room.
Sir, you're making the kids feeling uncomfortable here.
Excuse me. What was that?
You're going
to have to go.
Actually, I was hanging out at Frederick's of Hollywood. So.
Spencer's.
So, sorry.
Spencer's.
So then there was the movie, which I probably saw one time.
Yeah.
Awful.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
It's congruent with every 90s video game movie that was made.
Right. That's the thing. It's like, it's so hard to make a good movie off a video game, especially when the video game is literally just fighting. That is it. Uh-huh. It's you fighting the other guy. So when I walk into Mortal Kombat, the movie, I'm thinking to myself, it's just going to be a lot of fighting. Like, there's not going to be a lot of story, or the story is going to be kind of short, or whatever the case may be. But it's literally just going to be a fighting movie. So I already have that in my head walking into it. Like, it's not going to win Best Picture. We're not going to be at the Academy Award, and they're going to be like, the Academy Award for Best Picture of all time. The nominations are Casablanca, A Beautiful Mind, Godzilla versus King Kong, and Mortal Kombat.
Well, we know two that aren't going to make it.
And I'm not beating you up. I'm just saying, I've heard people say that, like, on Facebook, because Facebook's divided right now. It's like, some people loved it, some people hated it. The people that are hating it were expecting what? Were you expecting?
So that's why I was going back to the 95 movie, is that it was just so unbelievably bad, not pieced together, horrible effects, awful acting. And what I have seen of this one, the effects are better. And that's it. I mean, the effects are better. It's obviously a better movie. Like, I watched the first 35 minutes, and I've been kind of casually watching it for the show, just kind of seeing what's going on, because, like, I mean, you're right, it's a fighting movie.
Yeah.
I don't the hard part about Mortal Kombat, when you have 12 characters that are playable in the game, and then you got to give them all backstories,
right?
And you got to
how do they all come together? Yeah, how do they do this?
It's just so bad at this point that you're just rehashing it,
right?
This is not a good movie. I can just tell it might be fun.
That's the whole point. It's not supposed to be a good movie. It's just supposed to be a fun, gory fighting movie,
right?
So I walked into this movie with that mindset. Anywhere.
You walked into your bedroom,
right? Well, I had to go turn the TV on because my remote's jacking up. So I had to walk through the TV. So that's the mindset I had. And I enjoyed it for what it was. Is it going to be a movie I watch again? Probably not. But what I liked about it is, first off, at the end of the movie, there's some really cool fight scenes.
Yeah.
Really great fight scenes. So I really love that. The effects are great. But what I really, really liked about it, what I appreciated about it, was that it felt like a 90s sort of cheesy movie, like they kept some of that in there.
They did.
And I think it was intentional to kind of be an homage to the 80s and 90s movie, you know, video game era. So I like that. If it wasn't intentional, I'm sorry. But if it was intentional, I appreciate it because it does make it feel, I don't know. I just like that. I like the homage to that. Everything felt very kind of cheesy and 90s. And that's what I kind of want in my video game fighting movie.
Well, that's what a lot of people say about this one. This is kind of a reclamation for the last movie.
Yeah.
That came out 25 years ago, which I was like, well, whatever. No, it wasn't that. They're just trying to make money. They're just trying to find a new source material. Yeah. I don't know if, like, I knew that a new Mortal Kombat game came out, what, a year or two ago?
Yeah.
I know it was extremely popular. I know that people were like, oh, this is...
I have it. I've never played it.
Really?
Like, it was free, so I downloaded it. For some special or whatever. I've just never played it because, again, I'm not good at them. So
yeah, but it's it is what it is. It's just I guess I'm with you. Like, I'm not expecting much.
Here's what I will I did notice, though.
Right.
So in the movie, again, it's a Mortal Kombat movie. It's going to have some incredibly over the top gory scenes in it, right? Some fatality, people split in half, that kind of thing. So there's some scenes in there that really should be like, ooh, like a head turner, like, you know, you like kind of grosses you out.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing like that in this movie. And it's not the movie's fault. It's just that there's something about gory scenes today with CGI that makes it less real.
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm more freaked out with the fly, like the effects in The Fly, because they were practical effects.
Right.
Than I am the effects and the gore in Mortal Kombat of 2021.
Yeah,
so this movie was made back in the 90s or 80s when they used these practical effects, it would be more gross and dark, right? And, you know, it would be like, ooh, I can't believe I'm watching this.
See, that's where I can't do movies like that anymore, where it's I'm just going to watch these vignettes of action and just totally skip over dialogue and everything like that. Like, I'll be real with you, Thunder Force is a much better movie than Mortal Kombat, or at least what I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's more of a story.
Right.
Like, they were able to create the characters from scratch and make a story, whereas they already had the characters and they had to do all this back-end work. I thought it was good for what it was. I think if you want to have a fun, gory fighting movie, that's the movie to go see. It's not 4 hours long. It's like an hour, 30 minutes if you take out the credits.
Right.
Like... Who doesn't have that much time to watch a movie on a Friday or Saturday night? So I think it was good. I think HBO Max is killing it, like always. It's worth the fight, especially at the end.